Welcome to the E-Commerce Badassery Podcast, the place for scrappy entrepreneurs who want to learn actionable steps and strategies to grow the traffic, sales, and profit in your e-commerce business. I'm your host, Jessica Totillo-Koster, a 20-year retail veteran and former brick-and-mortar boutique owner who spent 3 years as the only employee of a seven-figure online store. That shit was crazy. I know exactly how it feels to do all the things, and I'm sharing everything I learned the hard way so you don't have to. I may have started this business by accident, but supporting badass bosses like you lights me the fuck up, and I am so stoked to see you grow. Are you ready, babe? Let's roll. Welcome back to the E-Commerce Badassery Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Totillo-Koster. Raise your hand if you have whiplash from all the latest Instagram updates that have been announced over the last couple of weeks. I covered the algorithm changes in last week's episode, but looks like I pulled the trigger a bit too fast because I didn't get a chance to talk about the new Meta Verified situation. If you want me to dive into it on the podcast, DM me on Instagram and let me know. I can always release a bonus episode on it. Social has been a struggle for a lot of businesses for a long time, and that struggle has only increased over the last few months. And because social is so prevalent, and we have this misconception that social media is free, we sometimes forget that there are other ways to market our business. So today, I wanted to share some of them. Fair warning, we're just going to skim the surface of the majority of these today, but I'll put links in the show notes for other episodes where I dive deeper into these strategies. You can get the full show notes at ecommercebadassery.com/279. And as a reminder, I also created a searchable database of all my podcast episodes at ecommercebadassery.com/database. All right, so let's dive in. The first one I want to touch on is direct mail. This is something I've discussed here and there on the podcast, but talking to a client on a strategy call the other day reminded me that most small businesses are not even considering direct mail in their marketing strategy. Whether you want to create a deeper connection with your existing customers or acquire new ones, direct mail can help you do that. While direct mail is definitely old school, the reason it's been around so long is because it works. We use direct mail a ton at my previous day job for both new and existing customers, and it always worked well. What's great about direct mail is you can get pretty granular when it comes to your targeting. You'll likely want to work with a full service company for this, and you don't have to have an in-person presence for this strategy to work. That said, if you do have an in-person presence or just want to tap into your local market, direct mail is a definite yes. While we can't cover every use case for direct mail in today's episode, here are a few to help get those wheels turning. First, let's state the obvious. If you have a brick and mortar, use direct mail. You can use it during your traditional campaign periods or when you need a little boost in sales. If you're expanding into a new market, direct mail is a great way to get eyes on your business. Depending on your budget, you can do a coming soon and a grand opening campaign. Otherwise, just stick to the grand opening announcement. The client I was chatting with the other day that made me recommend direct mail is a jewelry designer. She creates super cool and unique jewelry that's sold in art galleries, and she used to do a lot of in-person shows, something she doesn't have the energy for anymore. Direct mail is a perfect fit for her. Not only can she easily target her perfect demographic, older with money, she can target the zip codes around the galleries and shows she used to exhibit at. If you sell any sort of home good or home improvement product, direct mail is going to be a great option for you. People who have recently moved are an easy segment to target, and people are always in need of things when they're settling into their new home or a new area. If you sell a kid's product, you can target households with children. At the end of the day, you'd be surprised at how specific you can get. Like with any marketing campaign, you'll want to be strategic about the people you're showing it to and the offer you're making them. But if you've never considered direct mail before, here's your reminder to do that. And direct mail is not just about acquiring new customers. It can also be used as an additional touch point with your existing customers. Check out episode 207 if you want to learn how to automate the process of sending direct mail pieces to your customers based on the actions they took on your website. Pretty cool stuff. Reddit is another underutilized platform that can be a big hit for the right business. Recently, a student in the lounge started diving into it. She sells sustainable home and self-care products, and she started seeing traffic and sales from it pretty much right away. While Reddit doesn't have specific shopping features, it is a go-to platform for product recommendations and feedback. In fact, in 2023, users added the word Reddit to Google searches 32 billion times as they sought answers from real people rather than traditional influencers, digital articles, or sponsored listicles. I'm going to stick a link in the show notes with some more Reddit stats. The big trick to Reddit is you have to show up as a human and not a marketer. Redditors will sniff out shameless promotions immediately. You have to leave with value versus just running around dropping your link everywhere. I actually talked about Reddit with a guest, Josh Boone, on a very early episode of the podcast. That episode was very long and meandered, so instead of sending you back to it, here's a snippet of that episode with some ideas on how you can leverage Reddit for your product-based business.
I've been talking with a lot of my clients recently about Reddit. I've been on Reddit well over a decade. Basically, since whenever the big dig exodus was, when they released it and everybody was like, we're done with this. So most people don't understand Reddit and they kind of try to avoid it because they just see the pitchforks come out and they just see brands getting eviscerated on there. And honestly, like justifiably so, you can't go on there and just try and selflessly promote. They will tear you apart. But if you go on there and you're authentic, they will love you. There's so many celebrities and brands have gone on there that nobody really gave a shit about. And then they go on there and they're like, they're actually authentically answering questions. And people are like, I love you. And they start championing them. And what happens is that you start seeing way more articles, way more stories about those people on Reddit. Because people are like, oh yeah, like Patrick Stewart, love that guy or whatever. I mean, everybody loves Patrick Stewart. But you see some brand that goes on there and everybody just starts loving them because they're like, okay, we co-sign you. You know, you're cool. You're one of the cool brands or whatever. And a really easy way of going about that, one of my clients, like they make handcrafted, beautifully made, everything sourced in America, 100% was sourced, made, manufactured, everything in America, done by hand. It's all just artisan and beautiful. And they have all these designers, product designers, nothing's outsourced. And I'm like, you should go on there and go on like product design or woodworking or whatever, or all these things, and just start telling people about your products and what your design is, like how you go about it, and actually having your designers go on there and communicate and directly engage with the community. So that's one step. And then the second step is you actually could use Reddit for product design and development. You could just say, hey, we looked through all the various subreddits and we found that this is some of the biggest issues that you guys have with these kind of products. We want to make one. Here's what we're thinking. Tear this apart. What can we do better? Or what are the biggest things that you have? And then they're like, huh, all right. And then they'll start communicating. They'll start engaging. And then from there, you can come back and say, hey, we got a prototype. This is based on your guys' feedback. You link back to the previous thread and you're like, hey, this is what we're thinking based on your guys' feedback and what we're doing. What do you guys think? Now you start having this dialogue. And then when you have the product, you're like, hey, we're going to give you guys a massive discount because you helped us. And then you link back to these previous two threads. And people were like, okay, you're not just trying to spam me. Like there's a story. The moderators now know of your brand. They've seen it. You built this relationship over like 6 months or something like that. And the people that are regulars on there remember your brand. So they're going to be like, okay, this is cool. You're building off of that and you've earned that right to be able to do it. And you say, hey, we're going to give you like a 50% off massive discount. We usually don't do this. We're basically doing this because you guys helped us develop this. And this is a thank you. It's only going to be available for a certain amount of time. However, that's just one idea. You could take that in a billion different directions. And then when it launches, you know, you say, hey, like we're thinking about the next version. What should we do? And the next thing you know, like you now are a part of this community. Nootropics Depot, I have no affiliation with them whatsoever, but I just love their brand and how the founder on there is so ridiculously transparent and honest, where he'll just talk shit about all the brands because he's just like, they're terrible. He's like, we will buy their products and we'll do our own lab testing. And we even do third-party lab testing. And a lot of these supplements don't even have what they're saying that they have. So he is pissed off as a consumer and as someone in the industry, much like how you and I are pissed off about how agencies are screwing people over. Like, that's the same way he feels. And the thing is like, I trust that guy. I've read for 2 years now, and I'm like, that guy is so honest. But I don't 100% know. Maybe he could be making all this stuff up. Highly doubt it. There's just too much built-in trust there that I've had. So it's just like, I don't trust any of the other brands now because they're just not as transparent as that dude is with his company. And he's so authentic, and he talks about his own struggles with the industry and running an e-commerce business. And there's so many things that I didn't even consider about all the legalities. He's like, I'm always fighting a legal battle, either with patents, defending them, or going after other businesses that are like doing really deceitful stuff. And that's like hurting the industry and our business. There's like so many things going on, so many nuances that you guys just don't even understand. And he's sharing all that. And I love it. And so it's just like, I buy every single supplement that I order. If they have it, I order it through them. I think it's the best quality, and I think it's the best bang for the buck. And it sounds like a commercial for them, but like, I'm just using them as an example because you can do that.
Yes, that you. Yes, if you can show up that way and you're creating super fans like you are for this company, that you probably talk about them any chance you get. And another great example of Reddit, his name is escaping me right now, but the founder of Beard Brand, when he started his company, he started on Reddit. And what he did is shared his journey of creating this brand and these products. And people ate that shit up. And I think what's so cool too about Reddit is, for people who aren't familiar with it, you have all these subreddits that are on specific topics. So it's literally your ideal customer all in one place. Like, when you can narrow down who you're talking to, they're already there, corralled for you. You just have to show up. Like, you don't have to search for them, versus trying to use the right hashtags on Instagram so that the right people find you. Like, they're already in a group. But like Josh was saying, you either are a Redditor or you're not, and you can't just pop up and say, hey, buy my stuff, because you will get your fucking ass handed to you. So you have to really show up authentically and be part of the conversation. And that's what you should be doing in your marketing anyway. You know, the best thing about Reddit, something that we didn't mention in that clip, is that you don't have to show your face or get on video. And the content there is pretty evergreen. No matter what you sell, no matter what industry you're in, there is probably a subreddit for it. Again, it's not for everyone. You have to dedicate the time and show up with value, but it's definitely an untapped platform for most e-commerce businesses. If you do have a lot of value to share related to your industry or product, then podcasts could be another good marketing tool for you, especially if it makes sense for you to position yourself as an expert in your space. For example, if you sell CBD, you could do a podcast tour educating people about whatever your main marketing hook is, whether it's about getting better sleep, managing pain, etc. If you sell sustainable goods, you can talk about how people can take small steps to being more sustainable at home. If you own a boutique, you can talk to people about how to build a capsule wardrobe or dress for different body types. If you sell kids' products, you can go on mom podcasts and talk about how to do whatever the thing your product does. Pretty much anything that can be written as a blog post can work on a podcast. So many of us take our own knowledge for granted and think everyone already knows what we know, but that is not the case at all. And I will tell you, if podcasts take guests, they want the content. So they'll be happy to have a fresh new perspective on something. If you don't think you have anything to teach about your industry, first I would say, are you sure? But then I would also say, maybe you just want to get on business podcasts and talk about the journey of building your business. The biggest consumers of small businesses are other small businesses, so it'll be worth it to get in front of that community too. If you want to learn more about using podcasts to grow your product-based business, check out episode 119. Another untapped marketing strategy is virtual events. Whether you host your own or participate in someone else's, online shopping events are a great way to get in front of your audience and show off what you have to sell. Think of it like creating a virtual storefront with an actual sales associate, something your website doesn't have. And you have a lot of flexibility in when and how you want to do these. Maybe it's monthly. Maybe you only do them for big marketing campaigns. Maybe it's only during the holidays. It's really up to you. The most important thing is that you don't discount the value of creating a reason for people to show up and buy from you. Check out episode 226, An Untapped Online Market for Product-Based Businesses, and 233, A More Impactful Way to Connect with Your Customers and Increase Sales. In these episodes, I cover two different types of virtual events that you can create or participate in. Public relations, another underrated marketing strategy that I think most small business owners just feel overwhelmed by and can sometimes struggle to justify because it doesn't always bring immediate monetary ROI. But even when you can't attribute direct sales to a PR feature, it does bring a legitimacy and a cool factor to your brand. Plus, if you can get yourself into a holiday gift guide, you do have a shot at getting those direct sales. Another reason I think most small businesses don't consider PR is because they don't think they have a story to tell. That jewelry client I mentioned earlier? Yeah, I recommend she consider PR too. Her immediate response was, "Really? Yeah, you're an artist. You create beautiful jewelry. You use a unique process. You have a story to tell." While I did give her some website feedback that she needs to implement before starting PR outreach, at the end of the day, this is an untapped opportunity for her. If you haven't thought about PR for your product-based business, all I can say is, what are you waiting for? If you're listening to this in real time, it's May, which means holiday gift guide pitching time is right around the corner. So it's a really good time to get started. Check out episode 105, PR for Product-Based Businesses with Nora Wolf. On that episode, Nora dives into what we need to have in place before we get started, how to start identifying the perfect media outlets for you, and how to leverage those placements once you get them. There are also two workshops in the lounge from Nora. The first is getting your foundations in place, and then the second is specifically around pitching holiday gift guides. They're in the workshops and guest space in the lounge membership hub. And then the last one I want to talk about is wholesale. While wholesale is technically a sales strategy, not really a marketing one, I still wanted to make sure I mention it here today because I do think there's a lot of product-based business owners who are hesitant to give it a shot or just aren't really sure how to go about it. The most important thing to know about wholesale is that you don't have to get into some crazy big box store to have success in wholesale. Even having a handful of small boutiques that order from you regularly can provide a nice bump in revenue. And once you get over the initial hump of building the relationship and snagging the account, wholesale can be a lot easier to manage than the day-to-day of selling direct to consumer. To learn more about getting started with optimizing your wholesale strategies, make sure you check out episode 51, Getting Your Product on Store Shelves with Katie Hunt, and episode 270, Think Like a Buyer with Kristen Fisher. Kristen also did a guest training in the lounge on optimizing your Fair store to get more visibility on the platform, and you can find that in the workshops and guest section in the lounge membership hub. Now, this, of course, is not an exhaustive list of all the things you can do to market your e-commerce business, but they're the ones I don't really see enough people taking advantage of. I don't recommend you try and do them all at once. Pick one, max two, depending upon what it is, and go all in on it and give it a real shot. Be thoughtful and intentional with the process, and most importantly, be patient. Business is a marathon, not a sprint. I am constantly reminding myself of this every single day. And don't forget to check the show notes for links to all of the episodes I mentioned here and some additional resources I'm going to pop in that'll help you start implementing these in your business. And of course, if you want a little bit more handholding, join us in the lounge membership. We've got a lot of fun things coming up for the rest of the year that I'm super excited. I'll be sharing those soon. And you can get additional support on everything we talked about today and a whole lot more. And that, my friends, is a wrap. I hope you're having a wonderful first half of the year. I cannot believe how fast it's going by. Don't be surprised if I start talking to you about Q4 soon, because it is time to start thinking about it. But don't worry, I'll get you all the resources you need for that too. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today, and I'll see you on the flip side, friend. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to learn more about growing your e-commerce business, get started with my free resource library at ecommercebadassery.com/free-stuff and get an invite to The Lounge, my e-commerce marketing membership. When you're ready for one-on-one support, apply to work with me at ecommercebadassery.com/apply. Before you go, would you do me a quick favor? Leave a rating and review and tap that follow button. This pushes me up the chart so I can support more scrappy e-commerce entrepreneurs just like you. I'm on a mission to reach as many as I can, and I could really use your help. Thanks so much in advance. Until next time, e-commerce friend, stay badass.